This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In 2023, two deans at East High School in Denver were shot by a student. They have now filed suit alleging that school leaders put them in danger. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
The lawsuit says Denver school leaders knew a new student at East High School was a risk. He had been expelled over gun issues at a previous school and had allegedly flashed a gun in his first couple months at East. School staff were expected to search the student every day. During one of those searches in March 2023, he shot Deans Eric Sinclair and Wayne Mason, critically injuring both. Lawsuits filed last week by the pair say that school and district leaders put the men, unarmed and largely untrained, in harm's way with their policies. The student fled the scene and later died by suicide. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A recent decision to annex about 1,900 acres of land on the east side of Colorado Springs could be reversed. The city clerk verified a petition requiring council to reconsider the controversial Carmen Line annexation. So now council must decide whether to repeal the annexation or hold a special election in June to let voters decide. The University of Denver men's hockey team will defend its national championship starting Friday. The Pioneers will start play in the NCAA tournament by taking on the Providence College Friars. The teams will face off in New Hampshire Friday afternoon. DU beat Boston College in the tournament final last year to win its 10th national title. Denver and Colorado Springs, mostly sunny. Highs near 70 this afternoon and getting warmer up into the 70s tomorrow. Grand Junction, mid-70s today, in the 80s on Wednesday. Likewise in the mountains, a sunny day and getting warmer tomorrow. There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News, NKRCC.